I don't deserve it. We walked past a beautiful white gate that seemed to be inlaid with pure ivory and smooth pearls. Then we entered the majestic white palace, where an angel escorted me into the powder room, and I put on the beautiful gown that had been prepared for me. Next, Jesus took me to a river. A gray stone wall ran alongside the stream, and stately evergreens formed the backdrop. I noticed how clear and still the water was. It sparkled like the finest crystal I'd ever seen. The Lord reiterated the invitation He extends to all who want to follow Him and have an eternal home with Him in heaven.
The only ones who can come here are the ones whose hearts have been made as pure as the water.
I then noticed other beautiful white buildings in the vicinity of the beautiful river, just behind the tall trees. Jesus took me to one of the dwellings. It was a white mansion, sumptuously landscaped, with a profusion of colorful flowers and leafy trees. The most wonderful flowers I'd ever seen graced the doorway. The doors were lovely as well, decorated with extraordinary stained glass panels. Inside the palace, everything was colorful and shiny. The great room was filled with people who were wearing beautiful gowns, and each person was wearing a crown that was set with jewels of every variety. I felt like Cinderella at the ball. Many men were present in the room, but there were very few women. The Lord didn't explain who these individuals were or why they were there, but He did tell me,
"You will be like them."
I responded to this prophetic word with tears. Every time the Lord gave me new insights, I would cry because I felt so humbled by His goodness and His grace. I was so humbled, in fact, that I said, "I don't deserve it." The tone of the Lord's voice reflected anger as He rebuked me.
"Don't say that again, daughter,"